Oh, technically.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know, Bob, I don't know why.
Five, four.
Oh, God, stop.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why. No, that was me. I don't know why when the show starts, your mic goes on mute. I have no idea why it does that.
Oh, you do that on purpose.
No, it did it all by itself. I was, like, sitting here taking a vape, and then all of a sudden you got on mute when the show started. I was like, what? Oh,
that's
man,
weird.
Whatever. Yeah, go figure. So.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, every time your mic goes on mute, it's on purpose on me. Like, let's shut this girl up for a minute.
That's so weird. That's happened every time for like the last five shows, and I don't get it. But
really?
Anyway,
that is so weird.
It's so weird. Yeah, but and I have to go. Why is he on mute? I didn't do that. But
and
he thinks different.
Yeah, he thinks I'm doing it. I don't know. So let's see if Jules called in.
Okay. So. The next time that we do this, you're saying we can actually try to practice a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We can actually practice a whole show complete with the dialogue and, you know, the intro music and everything. So basically what will happen is, like, I'll just be that little voice in the background that says, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, wait for your intro music. Start talking. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
You know,
okay.
So I'll just be that person
got
that
it.
Says, okay, you might want to do this. You might want to do this. Okay, you know,
right.
It's like
right.
15 minutes. Do it. You know, do a little break. You know, two-minute PSA. Okay, go.
Got it.
You know.
So
yeah.
So the best thing for me to do then is to start by this next week, maybe making out an outline
of
how I would want my show to go. What do I want to talk about? Get it all situated. And then practice a little bit on my own, staring at my dogs and my cat, and then call you and give it a try.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, don't think that you have to fit it in within a half an hour because, you know, I told Rose, I said, you know, set your show at, like, maybe an hour and, you know, get through all your stuff. And if you get done before an hour, fine, great. You don't have to take up the whole hour. You can end the show anytime you want. You know, you don't want to feel like you're rushing through it, you know, just pretend like you're talking. Just pretend someone asked you, hey, I hear you're doing a show. What's it all about? You know, and just talk to it like you're answering a question because that normally, you know, sounds best, that kind of thing.
I think one of my problems or my concerns is about with my show, I have to narrow down what exactly it is each episode each show I would talk about because it's such a wide spectrum. And I think that's my first problem. I have to figure out, like you say, exactly that first show. Am I, like you say, somebody's on now. I think it's Jewel.
Yeah,
are you
Jewel's
just gonna
back.
Talk
Hi, Jewel.
About,
hey.
Okay, we're back.
You know, so are you just going to talk about, you know, by yourself the first time? Do I want to bring on a guest the first time? Would that make it easier for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where I'm kind of stuck on what I should do that very first time.
Well, that's a great idea. Why don't you, if you have a friend that if you have a friend that has something that they want to do, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it could be, okay, let's just say you have a friend that wants to do skydiving someday, but they just haven't done it, right? Bring them on. Bring them. You can have them call the show. You know, like maybe 10 minutes before showtime. You know, while when you're already on the. Wow, what's going on?
I don't know. Why all that?
Somebody's moving around or something.
Yeah, nobody.
What is going on?
Now, how far did you get with them, Rusty, before at the end of the last session?
I got to let's make a show. Let's show these guys how to schedule a show, and then that's how somehow someone ended someone pressed the end episode button. I don't know how it happened, but.
Yeah, somebody didn't want to know how to start it. They wanted to know how to end it.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
It's
like flying a plane. It's okay to take off, but you just might not want to land it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
So now I've got a better way for us to schedule a show where no one can hit that end episode button, but we'll get to that here in a second. So if you have
okay.
a friend that wants to skydive, have them call the show at the guest call-in number 347, blah, 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 after you've signed into the board and after you've logged in and all that other kind of stuff on your phone and stuff. Have them call in, connect them, you know, with the mic all being red and stuff and saying, okay, so this is kind of what I want to do. I kind of want to tell listeners that, you know, what the show's about and, you know, give us a call. Tell us what you want to do before you die. And it just so happens that I've got a friend of mine, first name only, blah, 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 who just happens to have blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And that way you can talk to that person for a little bit. And, you know, that person can also ask you questions about, you know, why did you want to do this show? You know, I mean,
right.
This is wow, you know, this is pretty cool, blah, blah, blah. Or you can ask them to ask you, so that way it sounds natural.
Right.
And, you know, and then go from there. And if people call in, people call in. If
right.
not, then you guys can talk a little bit with each other about what you want to do. And then discuss, okay, well, how can we get you skydiving? There's got to be people
right.
out there. You know, blah, blah, blah. And and then what you can do is, you know, probably on your Facebook page, say, hey, has anyone out there, you know, gotten into skydiving? Where does one go and learn about skydiving? And then, you know, maybe someone will say, hey, I know somebody.
Right,
and then maybe you can get that person to come on a future episode and go, hey, you know, I've got a friend that wants to do skydiving. How might they want to do that? So it kind
right.
of like works on its own in a way.
So incorporating the person that either wants to experience something or has experienced it sometime in their life, and then incorporating another guest that has the availability or the connection or maybe runs a program for whatever it is they want to do. You know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, great, now I got my information on the show and I've got this guy's number and here I go.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a great networking tool to connect people, like you said, to connect people to
right.
help
and,
their dreams come true.
Right. And then I was thinking at the end of each show, what I would do is search on the internet or Facebook for, you know, leaving it off with either a quote of the day or an inspiration for the day to kind of motivate people. Don't just talk about what you want to do. You know, go seek it out. Go actually do it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So we'll see. We'll see.
You got this.
You got this?
You got this. I'll be listening.
You got
I'll be listening here. I'll be following
okay.
you.
Like,
hey.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and you know what? I mean, on our Seika Network website, the actual network website, not this server where we're broadcasting from, but on our website that me and Bob have specifically for all the shows, what's going to happen is, what are you doing? Okay.
I picture her turning, you know, getting online, and then
uh-huh.
she's in like a giant paper bag. and she's trying to get out of this paper bag without making any noise, but in turn, it's commotion.
Yeah. So what's going to happen shortly before your guys' show go on? There, like a couple weeks before your guys' show does its first episode, is I'm going to put up announcements and separate pages for your shows on the Seika Network website. So I'm going to design all that. I'm going to put that all on there and stuff, so that way people know that that's on our programming. And who just texted me? It's Annette. What? What do you want, Annette? Grr, fucking copycats. What is she talking about? What are you talking about? Okay, so we'll go. I'll go ahead and do that like later on, because you know we've got plenty of time, as much time as you guys want to be able to do your shows. Now, you know what I forgot to ask is, Jules, what if you had a show on anything that you wanted to do? What would you like to do it on?
Oh, I got many of it. I've got Mark. He's got his Mortal Kombat coming up. They're doing a season premiere of Y5O on Thursday. I'd love to get him on there. Just film. I've got film, entertainer, directors and stuff in that group that would love to just be able to get on and talk story. I don't know. Well, me and you are going to have to sit down and figure it out, because
there's
nutrition, there's health, there's fitness, there's who wants to lose weight, who wants to get in shape, there's boot camp, military. You know, there's so many connections out there in the network that, you know, to me it would be just great to be able to talk story. I mean, if it's this week is military week, this week is film director television week, this week is, you know, and have it scheduled out once a week, one show a week, to where they can all call in, and then that way they can leave my message box alone. I'm kidding.
Oh, cool. So we just, I love it.
But it's just an opportunity for them to be able to reach out. And then also we can get Mark, you know, and I just, you know, Eric Lee, get any of the, you know, get all my Goombas together. I would love to get Kanoi Kanati, my senior grandmaster. I'd love to get him.
Oh,
and he can make fun of me online. It's okay. He does it anyway.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And what an opportunity, because he's stuck over there and we want him here. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's all up
That's
there.
That's great. So we just need to find a name for your show, pretty much, is what we need to do. That's all we need to do is find a name for it. And you know what's great about being on the same network is that there can be times where we can simulcast.
Meaning that
your show, whatever your show, we'll just call it, you know, I don't know, the Jules Show or Jules.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah,
Jules
I don't
Network,
know.
Whatever. Yeah.
Jules, we'll just call it like Jill's Show or just Jules, or I don't know, you know, whatever show. Talking story with Jules. I like the talk story thing.
Let's talk story.
Talk story with Jules. I love it. Let's do it. Okay, so talk story with Jules. So you can have your show, Talk Story with Jules, simulcasting with one of ours. So like you could simulcast with Dynamic Dojo on a special time, or we can simulcast with you, like me and Bob, like if you have your show on like a Friday at like I don't know what time, right, me and Bob can try to make sure that we're simulcasting with you, right? So that, you know,
no,
depending on the
great,
subject
yeah.
or whatever, you know, like if you have like if you have Mark on the show or something, right, you know, we could simulcast together and you know, that way both of our shows are being marketed, but we have one guest appearance. That way Mark doesn't have to come on two shows.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Yeah, he would appreciate that.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, he could do it every time. Okay, no, that's perfect. Yeah, and like April, she's at the House of Fitness. You know, and I got a lot of trainers that are out of Beachbody, you know.
Yeah.
It's all depending on how it works, but I think that's great. Good.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. Let's call Harry before I forget. I'm going to call Harry. Okay.
Now, while you're calling him, Rosita, is there... Now, you know, my main forte is dance.
Whoops, what? Hold on a sec. Let's see if we can get Harry on here real quick.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Harry. It's us. We're back.
Hello, us.
Hey, we are back.
Hi, Harry.
All right. So we were just waiting to get you on before we get to the scheduling a show. But who had a question now? Was it April? April. Yes, April had a question.
Yeah, my question is, and very brief, is just with me, with my dance stuff, I can also use some of that and incorporate certain things within dance and that kind of thing, correct? Like,
of course.
You know, a dancer, something they've always wanted to, you know, do and focus on the world of dance as well.
Of course. You can incorporate anything into your show because it's yours. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
And that's the neat thing.
That's
just do whatever
scary.
You want. Yeah, it is. You know, it's scary that you can do whatever you want and that you have control over it. And that's the that's the fun part about having this show. And the fun part is kind of like that adrenaline rush. And, you know, when that little robot voice says your show will go live in 5 seconds, you know, even after doing, how many shows have we done, Bob? Like, I don't know, 30-something, whatever, I forget. And, you know, and I've done about the same amount with the other show, Modern Combat Masters. You know, even though I feel completely at home with this board, I have no problem with, we got, like, cut off, such and such cut off. Okay, no problem. Just call him back or he'll call back, whatever. You know, even when every time I hear 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I still get a little bit of the butterflies. You know,
okay.
It's like, oh, crap, we're online. The world can hear us. Oh,
right.
Right. You know, and then when everything starts up, then it's just like talking to Bob. You know, it's like just talking on the phone with you guys. It's fine. Okay.
Rosita.
So, yes, sir.
Rosita, I have a question. I was cut off for the last 1 minute and 30 seconds. Did I miss anything?
No. The only thing that you missed was me going, shit.
Okay, we're good. We're good.
That's all I was doing because, like, I don't know, someone hit accidentally the button. It probably was my mouse. And then all of a sudden I heard, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. And I was like, no.
Okay.
No.
I promise you that was not me. It was not me.
What the hell? But, okay. But I have a better way of getting to where we need to be to learn how to schedule shows without hitting that damn button. So what we're going to do is in your browser, open up a new tab, open up a new window.
Oh, shoot.
Open up
where?
A new tab.
From where? Because I'm not even on the radio thing or the blog radio.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind then. But but you can still follow the instructions because it's actually not all that hard. But if you do have a computer in front of you, just open up a new board.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Should I sign back into Blog Talk?
If you have a computer available, yes. If not, just don't worry about it. But if you do want to sign back in, please do. So that way you can kind of join us.
Well, who wouldn't
want to
join you?
Aww.
Okay, so what am I putting in the new box?
To put it in the new box, just type in blogtalkradio.com again. That way we've got like a whole new window with Blog Talk Radio on it, but not the studio.
Okay. And I apologize, but I'm watching the time for the appointment.
Okay. When's your appointment?
Pardon me?
When's your appointment, your vet appointment?
I have to drive there. I have to get the dogs all ready, and the appointment's at 4.
We'll be done. I hope to be done by like 3:15 because I have to go too. But yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So blogtalkradio.com. Okay. So create your show. So I'm going to open that again, correct?
Yeah, but open up just blogtalkradio.com, but don't open up the studio or anything.
Okay.
Just, like, get to Blog Talk Radio, make sure you're signed in, which you probably already are because, I don't know, but make sure that you're signed in.
Okay.
Okay. And then when you go to, in fact, I'm going to do the same thing to make sure I'm seeing the same thing that you guys are.
Proceed. I'm looking at the board. Should I back up?
Oh, okay, so you're bored now? Okay, good. All right. So you want to do, just to make sure that nobody hits that button, including me, is open up a separate browser window. So go up to, like, to the top of your browser and click like new tab or whatever it is to open up a new window.
Yeah.
And make sure that you're on blogtalkradio.com, but don't go to the studio. What we're going to do is we are going to go to where our little logo is in the upper right-hand corner of the Blog Talk Radio page. And if we're already logged in, hover over the little arrow next to the logo that gives you the drop-down menu. And then go all the way down to, not all the way down, but it's the first choice. It's called Schedule Episode. Click that. And it's going to take you to a separate window. Hopefully. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Hopefully. And that window will say something like My BTR Episodes. And there should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 tabs there. The first tab is Schedule Episode. The next tab is Upcoming. The next tab is Archived, and then Recurring and Transcripts. All right. We want to make sure that we're clicked on the Schedule Episode tab. And this is where the creativity happens. This is the fun. This is the fun part. Basically, it pretty much gives you something that looks like a kind of like a word processing type of a thing. And you'll see on there under Schedule Episode, you'll see a little place called Title, correct? And that's where you would type in the show name, you know, whatever it is, the Harry Shirey Show or Talk Story with Jules, or the bucket list or whatever. And you can put in any title you want. You can type in, like, for example, April, you can type in, like, the bucket list, colon. Now, is it a colon with the two dots, or is it a semicolon with a dot and a comma? I forget. But so you can write, like, the bucket list, colon, April Vidal's first episode, blah, blah, blah. Right, whatever you want to type in there for the title of your first show, right? But I usually suggest that for each show that you schedule, to make sure that the full title of your show is always a part of it. Like Dynamic Dojo Radio Show. Every show should have Dynamic Dojo Radio or Talk Story with Jules or the Harry Shirey Show, whatever you want to name it, Harry, or the bucket list. Then a colon and then the subject. That way, if they do search for your show on the internet, that they'll always find it. Whereas if you just put in a subject, they're not going to find your show, right?
Oh, okay.
So you always want to make sure that your title is part of your, the title of your show is part of your title. Okay.
Now, does it make sense to use my name, my stage name here in my local area as Miss April, since I'm Miss April Dance? Can it be something like Bucket List
with Miss April?
With
you
Miss
can
April?
Do that. Yeah, you or can do Bucket like List with Miss April, or you could just do the Bucket List subject, and then down when we go to do tags, you can put Miss April in the tags and keywords. But we'll go ahead and get to that in a little bit. But I do like the Bucket List with Miss April, but it kind of depends on, we've only got like, there's only so much that can fit in that title line. So you kind of have to, like, dink around with it to make sure that you don't get the title cut off when it hits the the limit of the title. I think it sucks that it gives you a limit, but oh well. Okay.
Right.
And then down below the title, you'll have a box called Description. And this is where it looks like a word processing application. You just click anywhere in the box. And you can type the description of the show. You can type a description of the subject matter that you're talking about for that episode, what have you. I usually suggest that the first thing that you put there is the day and the date and the time that your show is on. Because that way that's going to be the first thing people see on your show marquee when you share the links on Facebook or whatever. So definitely you want the date, the time, the day, you know, the whole nine yards. You know, like on our show, we normally go, you know, listen in Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific / 9 p.m. Eastern, as we have special guests, blah, 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 blah. And then we do more descriptive junk underneath it. But you use it exactly like any other word processing app. You start typing. So, for example, you can start typing whatever you want. And if you hit the B button up there, it makes it bold. So you would have to, like, select text. Like, I'm going to put something here, the quick brown fox. Okay. You can select any text you want, hit the B button, boom, it's going to make it bold. If you want to underline it too, hit the little U button with the underline in it, and it's going to underline it. So just, you know, like using a word processing app. It also gives you the opportunity to change the color of your text, right, by selecting any text that you've written and pressing the little, there's a little box that has a whole bunch of little other boxes in there that has an A in it and stuff. You just click that, and it'll give you all these choices of colors, and you can change the color of your text. You can also make numbered lists. There's a little button there that looks like 1, 2, 3. You click on that, and it'll start making lists for you. You can just write, okay, we're going to talk about dying, and then hit enter, and it'll like list number 2, and then you can blah, 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 blah. So you can make lists, numbered lists, bulleted lists. You can also add what are those called? Internet links. So you can type in like the link to your personal website if you have one, and then hit link or select that text, hit link, and then it'll automatically make it a clickable link so people can just click it. You can make the font bigger or smaller. All sorts of stuff. Anything you want to do, you can do with your descriptions on there.
When I click on text color, it doesn't really do anything. How does that work?
Well, you want some text on there first. So, you know, just in the box, type something random, and then select it. Select it by hovering your mouse and then holding your mouse and scrolling through the text that you want to select, and it should highlight that text.
Right, it did that.
And then hit the text color button, and then just choose a random color like red or blue or something like that.
Right, just so you know, on my end, the colors aren't coming down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not, I click the little arrow, but there's no, I see the letter A, and I see the four little color squares with the arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Normally,
right,
when you click the arrow,
it'll give you a drop down, right?
Right, there are no choices on this.
That sucks.
So,
Definitely you want to make sure it's flat. Huh?
Does anybody else have that?
I have colors.
What? I must be like, look, I don't have flash, I don't have colors.
When you start flashing colors, be careful.
Yeah.
If you start seeing flashing colors, see a doctor.
I'm going to add a new computer to my bucket list. That's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
No.
So what browser are you using right now? Are you using Internet Explorer? What?
Yeah, I have Chrome, and I have Internet Explorer.
Okay, so what browser are you using right now? Are you using Chrome or Internet
Explorer? Yeah. You know what? That's a techie question, very basic, but I don't even know. I see my little Chrome thing here, the little Chrome insignia. When I click on Internet, it says Internet Explorer. So it is Explorer.
Oh, okay. That's probably why Explorer doesn't play well with this.
Fabulous.
At all. Yeah, so you want to use Chrome. Always use Chrome for your browser.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
sorry. But make sure you have the latest version of Chrome. So.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to close out of this tab.
Okay.
And you guys can keep talking. I'm going to open it up over again in Chrome and see if I can get something here.
Okay.
All right. But you guys can keep going.
Okay. What was I? Okay, I just had to answer somebody. So Bob, Annette is having a conniption fit. Bob knows what I'm talking about.
I thought that's what she was doing. Yeah.
Yeah, she's having a conniption fit. Okay, so I don't know what happened. Somehow I put Jules on hold. There we go. Okay, now she can hear us.
Oh, I heard you the whole time.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, she couldn't talk.
Oh, okay. So you muted yourself. Should I mute you again?
Oh, man. Okay. Give me that option.
Are you driving?
Uh-huh. No, I'm on my way to my meeting. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, you're driving. Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. That's cool.
Christina?
Yeah.
I can't do this because when I click out on one and go to Chrome,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't come up with your little insignia, Dynamic Dojo, because my other browser with the radio switchboard,
mm-hmm.
I would have to close out and do that again on Chrome, correct?
You should have to, but she has to,
because she opened up under Internet Explorer. She has to close out.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, so you're going to have to log in again. So, but... if you get out of that browser, you'll still be on the air with us because we called you. So you're not going to lose us talking to you. You're just going to lose the board for a second.
All right.
And that's fine.
I'll give it a try.
So log out of that and then do it on Chrome. And, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm too scared to log out. I think I'll never come back.
No, you'll come back. I have you on your phone connected, and you're there. You just won't see us.
If I completely close this out, I forget the steps I'm supposed to do to get to the board.
We'll talk you through it.
Lord. Okay, I'm clicking out of everything.
Okay, just tell us when you're on Chrome.
Okay, clicking out. All right, here we go. So, maybe that's why I couldn't get the flash either.
Maybe.
Okay, let's see. All right.
Uh-oh, I'll try on that one. That's funny.
Oh, my God. All right. Oh, shit.
God, this is fun. Unbelievable.
I just thought it would be funny.
Fabulous.
What are we talking about? Beautiful.
Okay, am I supposed to push? Do I push sign in or log in?
Yeah. Log in. Log in.
All right. Because now I'm just watching the little blue guy go around and around and around.
It'll hopefully get
it's
you
not
going.
And something is in green with a lock, and it says CinchCast.
CinchCast?
With a green lock in front of Blog Talk Radio. It says secure, and it's not going to let me go into it from this.
What? Let me see something here. Let me. I can't sign out. So I just realized that.
Yeah,
I can't sign out.
I'll sign out. Please don't hit.
So did it give you the option to log in?
No. What happens is this funky list pulls up. It has a green lock. You know, I typed in the toolbar, you know, blogtalkradio.com, and on Chrome. And it's got a green lock in the toolbar. Everything went green, in green writing and a green padlock.
She's on HTTPS. She's on secure lockout. I think she's still on server running. She still has, she has Windows. She's going to, unfortunately, because she's going against the other server. Somewhere she's got an internet program still running. She has to go into her files, desktop, go in, She has to either close the computer down or go into her file thing and focus.
Yeah, I think that, I think Jules is right. I think that your browser is thinking that that it's kind of like you're trying to like hack into something or the other way around, that something is trying to get to you.
Who are you, April? Really, who are you?
He is the tech guru. Yeah, right. He knows everything. He knows everything. That's why I call her sister.
Well, this sister doesn't know much about this computer. So let me see. All right.
We will turn you guys into computer.
I'm gonna have to make a rap about this.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, so, you see my video, right?
What? No.
Has Jules seen my video?
No. Oh, I don't know. I may have. I don't know. It's possible.
Well, you can have fun watching that. It's called A Mother's Life.
Huh.
Well, make sure you send it to me on my Facebook. I want to watch it. Now you got my curiosity going.
Okay. Because with all this commotion, I'm going to have to make a rap about all of you now. All right, so I see it says Blog Talk Radio. Okay, you know what? It's not going to Chrome. This is regular Explorer. You know what? I think what we should do is I don't want to hold anybody else up.
Mm-hmm. Let's just go ahead and see if you can... Let's just see if you can follow along with the rest of it on your previous Internet Explorer, because at least you got to it. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. So I go to login.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now it's going to let me because I'm not trying to do Chrome. So spell for me again real quick. It's S-H.
Sure.
S-E-I.
K-A.
S-E-I.
K-A.
K-A. Uh-huh.
Network.
Network, got it.
Password is Choku Ray. So Choku Rei.
Okay, now sign in. Okay, your login attempt was not successful. Seika Network.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
All one word.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
All one word.
Okay. One word. All right.
Make sure it's one word, no space.
Choku Rei.
Yeah.
Okay. Sign in.
Try it again.
All right. And there we go. Okay. So
okay.
Now I'm going to go to a scheduled episode or studio?
Schedule episode.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean,
okay,
at least you got there. Painful. Yeah, at least you got there. Even though you don't got colors, we'll figure that out. No flashy colors. We figured that out. Okay, so let's just pretend you wrote your description, okay? Now, underneath that box, you've got another section called tag or keywords. And you want to come up with five words or phrases that would best describe that particular episode. So what you could do is you could either write your name. I always suggest put your name in there first. So if anyone searches for your name, your show will pop up also. So you can type in like April Vidal or Harry Shivery or Joe, whatever you want to put in there. So you can put your name in there. And then all the other ones, you just type whatever you want. So, you know, you can type in marketing. You can type in Mark Dacascos. You can type in skydiving, bucket list, all in one space. You can type in what do you want to do before you die? Whatever. You can use those five spaces to type in whatever you want. And these keywords and tags are what is going to allow your show to be found if anyone types in those words on their, you know, on their browser if they Google for something. So if they Google for April Vidal, hopefully, you know, they'll get to your show. If they type in Miss April, They'll find your show. And okay. anything else about that has Miss April tagged onto it on the internet. Yeah, and in fact, I think...
And that's scary, too. And we're there as a cataloging, is that right? These are cataloging the show, so that you also have that to refer back to. And like when you were telling me with the German students, they could go ahead and... Yeah, so this is cataloging, if that's what you're saying. But the key tags are making it so people can search, or if they click it in, to pop up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the keywords are just like if you type in like rubber deal, I think the first thing that pops up is like Masters Hall of Fame or something. I don't know. Let me find out. Robert.
Right. That's like if you type in Daryl Vidal, the Karate Kid comes up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Well, the first thing that pops up is Marquette University. I don't know. There's some other Robert deal there. But the first thing that pops up is Sunday, 9:29, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Sunday brunch show. Then Robert deal Facebook and Seattle Wushu. Anything that Bob put his name to is there, you know.
Right.
So, like, if you type in April Vidal, anything... If people type in April Vidal, they'll find your show that way.
Right.
So, yeah. So, okay. So, that's cool. Okay. So, that's tags. You can put whatever else you guys want in there. Under that, there's another section called category. If you click the little drop-down arrow, it'll give you all these choices. Anywhere from art to business. Like, under business, they've got... where'd it go? Marketing, that's a subcategory under business. There's marketing, business, entrepreneur, finance, jobs, legal, management, real estate, social networking, work, blah, blah, blah. They've got an education category, entertainment, family, food, health, hobbies, and blah, blah, blah. So all you want to do is just kind of scroll through there and go, hey, what category can I best put this whole show category in, you know?
Right.
So, you know, maybe for you, April, you might want to, I don't know, you might want to put it under lifestyle or something, or hobbies, I don't know. And for Jules,
yeah,
you know,
also,
yeah.
There's motivation.
Yeah, yeah. There's that too. Science, self-help. Yeah, self-help, spirituality, sports, technology, women. And then for Jules, you just got to find out, you know, what your show is going to primarily be centered around and you know, find a category. Now, you can change these categories as you go. So, you know, if one of your shows decides to talk only about martial arts or whatever. So, like, for example, let's just say that Harry decides to do one show on just martial arts. That's it. Then he can go under sports. But all the other times he can go under marketing or business or self-improvement or, you know, or motivation. You know, you can change your category depending on your show content for that episode. You can do whatever. You don't necessarily have to stay with one category.
I like that.
Yeah. I tend to just keep the Dynamic Dojo just under sports, just because it's primarily we talk to martial artists. But there was one time where I changed it to fitness because I was talking to a massage therapist and a gym owner and stuff like that one time. I think that was the time you were gone, Bob, when I was talking to Lynn and all those guys. That was when I changed it. Okay, so that's a category. You can choose whatever category you want. Visibility. Now, this is kind of important. If you know that there's going to be cussing and talk about adult content, you want to choose in the drop-down menu mature or explicit. If it's a test show that isn't meant for actual broadcast, blah, 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 then you can make it a test show by hitting test. If it's going to be completely private and no one can hear it except for the people that you choose, then you can make it private. Otherwise, if you want the world to hear it, make sure that you always hit everyone. And that's the visibility that you'll want if you want the whole shebang to hear it. All right. Under that, you have a section called visibility. If you hit the drop-down menu on that, or wait, we already did visibility. Under that, you will see a drop-down menu for duration. If you hit the arrow to bring down the drop-down menu, you'll find that you have the choices of 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, or 120 minutes. You can choose either one of those. But just keep in mind that if you choose 30 minutes, your live feed will end in 30 minutes. And it'll just cut off. Boom. If you keep talking, it'll just cut off whatever. You'll still keep recording, but people listening to the live feed will not get it anymore after 15 minutes or 30 minutes. So when you choose the length of your show, you kind of want to think about your subject matter and whether or not you have guests or what have you, and think to yourself, wow, how long do I think this is going to go? And then choose a time frame that you know will be a little bit over that. That way you know you've got enough live feed time.
So there's no harm in choosing 2 hours, even if you want to use 30.
Yeah, there's no harm in it, because when you choose a day and a time for your show, that's your day. Technically, if we all know what your day is, no one else can take it, and you can do whatever you want. Me and Bob, we always use 2 hours, always, and somehow we never find a way. We always find a way to use it, but, you know, I've got another gal that wants to do a life coach show. She only wants to do half an hour, and I said, well, okay, then if you know you're not going to be doing anything more than half an hour, just for safety's sake, choose 45 minutes, just because you can end it any time during that. So there is no harm in choosing 2 hours. But here's the thing, though. This network is set up on Pacific time. So if you want people to hear it, like on the East Coast, at 6 p.m. your time, you want to make sure that when you set up this show that you take Pacific time into consideration and set it up for 3 p.m. Pacific. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right? Okay. So, but I think right now you're the only person on the East Coast, right? You are. I think you're the only person on the East Coast. So if you want a 6 p.m. show, let's just say, you want to set it up for 3 p.m. because it's set up Pacific or whatever time. If you want your listeners to hear at 8 p.m. on the East Coast, then set us up for 5. Set it up for 5, whatever, three hours behind. So we always want to make sure we take the time difference into consideration, because this board is set up Pacific. So there's that. So you can choose the time and the duration there, okay? And then underneath all that, you will see date. It's by default set as non-recurring. Please leave it there. Otherwise, if you hit recurring, it will make a recurring show for you every week, but it's going to make a carbon copy of whatever you just wrote in your description. So, I mean, it's helpful in that you've always scheduled your shows, but you're still going to have to go in and change everything. So I would just leave it as non-recurring and just take a couple of minutes to just write each show and schedule each show separately each week. That's just my hint for that. Now under the non-recurring thing, you'll see a calendar, and then that's when you will just click your day. So, for example, let's just pretend that Jules has hers on Friday nights. Let's just pretend. Then she would just make sure that she, someone's trying to call me. You just want to make sure, Jules just wants to make sure that when she schedules a show, that she just clicks the appropriate Friday date for that show. And it will be highlighted with a gray box when you click it. And then that's all you need to do with that. You just need to highlight it. As long as it's gray, then you know you've selected it. Then you can scroll down to the next one, which is episode image. Now, by default, the episode image is the Dynamic Dojo Talk radio show. You can get rid of it. You just hit the little, there's a little thing that says delete underneath that image, and you can just delete it. Get rid of it. And then you can put in your own logo, if you have one, or a picture of yourself, if you have one, whatever you want to do. So let's just go ahead and pretend that we want to upload an image. So let's go ahead and delete Dynamic Dojo. Yay, now we've got 5 blank boxes. Yay! All right. And then if you want, if you guys do have pictures on your computer, you can just hit the little select button and it'll prompt you to go wherever you need to go where you have your pictures, right? And then you just pick a picture and then click open, or you make sure that you pick a picture, click it, select it, and then click open or however your browser allows you to select. And then it will go back to your Blog Talk Radio page and it will start downloading it. And when it downloads, it'll just pop up in that window.
There we go. Okay.
There you go. There's a picture. Now, sometimes, though, your pictures, if they're too big, it will automatically try to resize it. And sometimes when it resizes it, it will only give you part of the picture. That's okay. Sometimes you might have to take your photo and crop it a little bit so that way it fits in the window. And, you know, if you've got like a very simple photo editing program on your computer, you can just go in and crop the photo and save it as another file or whatever, and you can import that new photo in. That happens to me a lot, where people will send me huge photos that are like 3,000 pixels per square inch, and I have to go in and resize the photo just to make it fit. if you don't already have a logo, you know, I can see about sending you to websites that allow you to make your own personal logo for your show or for your business for a nominal fee. Or there's a couple places online that allow you to make a free logo. And I can send you guys those links too. But like on my Facebook page, that logo that I have as far as my cover art that says Dynamic Dojo Talk Radio, that was all done online. And that one was free. And, you know, you can make your logo however you want. It's normally, you don't have to have a logo, but it's nice to have for your branding for your show. That way people will know it's your show. So you can put up to 5 images there. So if you have guests, you can put pictures of your guests. What I'd like to do also is send you all a copy of the network logo, because as part of the pictures that will scroll on the show marquee while your show is playing, me and Bob would just like the network logo for sake of network to be part of your images, if that's possible. So we'll send you that logo, and it's pretty, so it's not like bam, in your face, you know, it's cute, and they only see the logo like for 2 seconds and then it moves on to the next image. But definitely you want a logo that has the name of your show, so it's yours, your show, your branding, your baby. And but I'll send you all that information via Facebook email, where to go to make your own logo, or where to go if you want like a better looking logo for like $20 or something like that. Those are just some options. And all those pictures that you upload will be playing like a slideshow on the show marquee while people are listening to it on their computers. If they actually have it on their, you know, browser window, that's what they get to look at while your show is playing. So it's kind of cool. Okay, and then under that, you've got a section for startup audio. And if you click the drop-down button, you'll see there's a whole bucket load of audio files. You can upload any audio file you would like for your show and add it to this list. And you can also use any of the sound bites on that list. All of it's like open for you guys to use also. So if you guys see a PSA that you like here's one for PSA Cyberbully. If you listen to one and you like it and you want to add it, you know, to your show as kind of like a short, you know, commercial break or whatever, you know, feel free to use it on the studio board for your break. Just go ahead and click it and play it. Anything on there is yours that you can play with. But if you have a piece of music that you would like to use to start your show, you want to upload that music to the board. And I will show you that here in a second, because all the startup audio on there right now is like really upbeat and really high energy type of thing. You might decide you might want something a little more low key. That's why when I send you the next email, either tonight or tomorrow, I'll be sending the web links to that one website that has the free, royalty-free open source music that you can download to your own computer. Then we can upload that up on here. However, with your startup audio, if you upload a song, most likely it's going to upload the full version. So if you upload a 4-minute song, the startup audio will be 4 minutes. You can stop it at any time, but it sounds really sudden if you just stop audio. It's going to kind of sound like, let's see, let me find one here. So let's say we start this particular piece right here. Come on, play. Play. It doesn't want to play for some reason. Here we go.
Steady, go!
Whoa, crap! That hurt. Okay. But if you want to stop it, it'll sound like this. Really sudden, and it just sounds stupid, right?
It doesn't fade out. You want it to fade out.
It doesn't fade out. It just sounds stupid. So you have a choice. You can edit the audio yourself to shorten it to like a minute 30 seconds, or even 2 minutes, and edit it to fade out. Or if you don't have an audio editing application or whatever, and you find really cool music on that free site or whatever, just let me know what name of song on that, you know, free royalty free site that you want, and I'll edit it for you. But otherwise, if you feel comfortable editing startup audio for yourself, go for it. But don't feel like you have to download expensive software or anything like that. You know, I already have software. I can do it for you. Just let me know what music you're looking at, preferably royalty free, on the website that I'll send to you guys, preferably. So just let me know. I can do that for you. It'll only take me like maybe, depending on the song, it'll only take me about 15 minutes to edit audio for you, and I can upload it for you also and label it like intro Harry or intro April or intro Jules, that kind of thing. That way you guys all know which intro is yours and stuff like that. So, yeah. And then after you do all that, that's the after you choose your startup audio, that's the audio that's going to play the second your show starts. You don't necessarily have to press anything. It's automatically going to start when your show starts. So after you pick your startup audio, you just hit submit. But if you hit it now, you're actually going to schedule a show, so don't hit it. When you hit submit, then your show is scheduled. It takes it up on your calendar, and it'll show on your calendar the next time you go in to schedule a show that day is full for you. You cannot, no one else on our network can schedule over you. So, like right now, you guys might see that the 25th and the 26th and the 29th are red. Well, that means on the 26th, no one can take Thursdays anymore, right? Because that's Rose's day. Rose's day is Thursday. No one can take Sundays. That's me and Bob's day. So technically, you guys have all the other days, but my life coach interested party that could not join us today, she has claimed Tuesdays. So we have Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday to choose from for your guys' shows. And you guys can fight amongst yourselves as to what day you guys want. But when you guys claim a day, you can have your show at any time you want. So.
Saturday.
Hello? Okay, now who was that? Who was that?
That's me.
Jewel?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mine was Saturday because some of the people in the network and some of the shows that in the future when I'm doing my show and stuff like that, or I'm hoeing and we were simulcasting and you and Robert, some of them might be in the past, like, you know. And so by Saturday, I'll have an opportunity.
Right.
So like I say, yours will be Friday if it's in the late.
Okay, got it.
So maybe
okay.
Saturday, now I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, okay, so technically for Saturdays, if Jules has Saturdays, it would allow... Are you driving?
Yeah, sorry, I'm going on.
Okay, but it sounds like there was a ghost. It sounded like...
Oh, I'm scared.
I was starting to freak out. I'm like, there's a poltergeist on my show. But technically, Jules, if there's... if you schedule your show on a Saturday night, that would allow me and Bob, hopefully, to simulcast with you if we need to do something special, that kind of thing.
That's
like, we could all
thinking,
be
yeah.
on the same, we can all be on the same board and go, hey, you know, Mark's on the board or whoever's on the board or whatever, right? You know, and it would allow both of our shows to market that one guest so that way, you know, like, for example, in Mark's case, that way Mark doesn't have to be on two shows because I know how valuable his time is and we wouldn't want to take up his time. And it will grow the audience for both our shows too, right? So we've got some of our listeners that might go, hey, Jules has a great show too. Let's listen to Jules too. And then you might have people that go, whoa, let's listen to Blog Talk. Let's listen to Dynamic Dojo because they have so-and-so on next week. So, you know, kind of the Ohana type thing for all our shows. We want to make sure that, you know, my goal and Bob's goal is to make sure that all your shows get, you know, get announced through our show. Like me and Bob will plug all of your shows every week. We're going to plug them all so that way all of our listeners know that you guys are on the network and can listen to your shows too. And so that way it's like the Ohana thing, the family type thing where, you know, or just kind of supporting each other's shows because
like networking.
Yeah, it is.
But
yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah,
that it is exactly what it is. It is like networking because some of the other shows I've seen are very, like I said, are very niche oriented and they want to keep their shows separate from everybody else's shows because they want the listeners for their particular show. And that's fine. But, you know, that's why I wanted to start the SACA network was so, you know, our goal is to have 7 shows on the network, all supporting each other and all helping each other, you know, and listening to each other's shows when we can and just kind of having fun and stuff. And, you know, maybe once a month all getting together and talking about where our shows are going, you know, having like a teleconference and going, hey, where are we going? Why don't we, you know, have a special show where we all get on and talk about our shows and stuff like that. And, you know, and just meet like once a month or something or once every other month and just kind of do a check-in with each other and do a network meeting.
I do have a question. You will give us a list of all the other shows so we can talk about them on our show, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I have one other concern, and that is because I have a heart condition, if I'm unavailable to make a show, what happens?
If you're unavailable to make a show, just send me a note or something like that, or you can choose to, if you, well, let's see, let's say that you're not feeling so good and you know that like in a day or two where your show is going to happen, you know you're not going to be able to do it. You're like, I just feel so crappy, or you're in the hospital or something like that. If for some reason you cannot get online and edit your show and say, sorry, you know, no show tonight, you know, then just let me know and I can edit your show for you, because we all have the power technically to edit each other's shows because we're all on the same network. I'm not going to edit anybody's show. It's all up to you, but we technically can step in and help someone edit a show if they're going to be sick. Or we can do what's called a rerun. We can do a rerun. And what that entails is that if you're, you know, incapacitated, and let's say your family member calls me or sends me a message or something that says, Harry can't make it, he's in the hospital. Oh, crap. Then we can make two choices. We can cancel your show for that week or for that couple weeks or whatever, or one of us can choose a previous episode that you already had and make it a rerun by completely downloading your episode audio and then uploading it as audio, so kind of like music, and we would just schedule your show for your time like normal, but make the startup audio your episode, right?
Okay.
And then the neat thing about that is that if we or you want to set up a rerun, you don't, after you schedule your rerun on your by scheduling it on a computer, when the time comes, you don't have to be in front of a computer. That's the neat thing. All you have to do is call in on any phone with a cell phone, you can call from a cell phone even, or Skype. Just call in the host call-in number, enter your PIN, and just beep, beep, and just wait for the show to start. And when the show starts and we hear your startup rerun episode start, we hang up and it will just play on its own as a rerun, and it'll end on its own too. So it's pretty cool. So, but yeah, definitely do, you know, if for some reason you cannot schedule a show, or if one of us doesn't see that you have a show scheduled, we're just going to assume something's happened. And we will cancel your show for that week, or we will just upload a rerun if you have, you know, a couple episodes or whatever. So, our whole goal is to look out for each other. So, you know, like, there've been times where me and Bob weren't even available. Right. And so if anything, we might say, oh my God, I just scheduled a rerun, but let's see, April, if you're not doing anything at 6 o'clock on Sunday, can you just call in and just start the rerun? And then you can just hang up and then it'll just start the rerun. Yeah. So it's kind of cool where we can all just kind of, you know, help each other out with reruns and stuff like that. The first few times, if you guys want to do a rerun, just let me know and I'll set up the rerun for everyone. All we have to do if we have a rerun is at the appointed time, just call in, wait till the audio starts and hang up. You don't even have to listen to it. it'll just play on its own. So that's another neat thing about Blog Talk Radio. It allows you to do that. The other services won't. They'll archive your shows, but the other ones won't allow you to schedule reruns like that. Or if they do allow you to schedule reruns, you have to listen to it live for the whole time for it to air. And I think that's just stupid. If you're on vacation, you're on vacation. You know, just make it go and forget about it, right? Set it and forget it.
So when do we, so do we just decide on a day and that
yes.
day will be ours? Okay.
That day will be yours. So far we've got Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturdays. Jewel spoke up first and she claimed Saturday.
I want Monday.
Monday, okay. So Harry's got Monday. Okay. So April.
Friday,
awesome.
That it would have to
be. Oh, Friday's good because Friday, because she's all, oh, excuse the wind, guys, because Friday's good because April, you're like into that whole, you know, go out there, claim it, do it, live it, have to whatever.
Right.
That goes right into a whole weekend thing there. What are we talking
right.
about?
Yeah.
Weekend, I love it.
The only thing that scares me about Fridays mm-hmm. is the fact that we go away a lot. So.
Oh.
That day makes me a little nervous with, mm-hmm. you know, how many times will I have, you know, typically, I mean, a lot of the time we're here, but
mm-hmm.
we do motorhome camping. So
oh,
you don't have satellite, you don't have REI satellite converter or anything that you could take your laptop with you?
Okay, did you see that?
On camping?
That's what I do. You know I travel with me, and that's what I do. I'm always working. I'm on my boat fishing working. Are you kidding me?
Okay, first of all, let's backtrack. You're talking to a lady that couldn't get colors, okay?
I know. I agree. I understand. I understand. We're going to have to send you an iPhone 5 with the completely set up. Rosita, you could set it all up for her.
Yeah, I'll
yeah.
set it up all for her. We'll give her an iPhone, or better yet, like a tablet.
Right.
I am not tech savvy because my line of work, I think through my feet, not my head.
Yeah.
I'm a
dance
instructor.
Hear you.
So
I hear you.
There's no brain. There's no brain
yeah.
there.
I hear you.
So that is my
pre-recording her shows would be great, though, because you could always pre-record them then, right?
Yes, you can. See, that's a good point. I was going to go there. Thanks, Jules. You could also pre-record your shows.
Yeah,
right?
I have to. That would be another good option.
Yeah, so, and when you pre-record a show, you could do one of two things. You could either record it directly on your computer without having to get on Blog Talk Radio, right? Which would probably be easiest because, you know, if all the other days are taken, you're not going to be able to get on Blog Talk Radio to pre-record it, right? So you should have like some type of like, you know, sound recorder or something like that. Or if you don't have one, you can easily find a free one online for a sound recorder and stuff like that. And you can record your show ahead of time as a sound file, and it might save it as something called a WAV file, or you know, an MP3, or however it wants to save it. You can save it, and then you can upload it to our audio file collection as a sound bite, and put it under your startup audio. And when you schedule your show, just type in everything, you know, except in the description, you might say, hey, you know, this is a pre-recorded show because I'm going to be out of town when you guys are listening to this, so you cannot call in. I'm doing part of my bucket list, but I pre-recorded this show for all my fans. Please take a listen. And just schedule it the same way you would any other show. You know, if you recorded 45 minutes of audio, make it an hour show. Choose the time that you normally have. Put it on the day that you normally have. But when you get and put up pictures if you want. But when you get down to startup audio, find your audio file of your show that you pre-recorded. And just select that for your startup audio. Click submit, and there you go. and it'll play. Now, if you're nowhere, if you are absolutely nowhere where you can get to a phone to call the board to start it, just get one of us to do it. We'll do it for you. I can easily do it in the middle of class. Just say, hey, you know, can you do this for me? I can go, sure. Oh, it's 6 or 5 or 8 or whatever. And I'll just call in, start your show, and I'll hang up and I'll get back to class. Any one of us will be able to do it.
Okay. Well, the other stuff you were talking about with the pre-record and do this and do that and download, no, I've never done any of this stuff before. So this is like 6 jobs and one all brand new for me. So what I'll probably do is rearrange my life and just stay home on a Friday, because the rest isn't going to happen.
Well, you know what? What I want to do is I want to make it easiest for all of you. Because that's what, you know, because it would have been nice if someone like helped me out, you know, for the first couple shows with Modern Combat Masters, because I learned all this crap all by myself. And I had to make it easier for me. And when I decided, hey, you know what, let's open up the network for other shows, I had to figure out a way to make it easier for everybody, right?
Right.
And Bob was my guinea pig. I had to test it with Bob. I had to test it with Bob.
I'm going to have to get going. I have my veteran alumni.
Yeah.
I got to get to it real quick. I'll run up. I want to say thank you to everybody. I enjoyed it. And Robert, well, I keep hearing Bob. Is this Robert Neal?
Yes, it is.
Is he on how are you doing? I didn't want to interrupt and say hi.
Yeah.
So, I love you guys. I love you guys. And I'll see you out online on the wall and later tonight. And, Rashida, I'll catch up with you and Robert.
Yeah.
And maybe, hopefully, if you guys, you probably already have something scheduled this Sunday. I know Mark is in for their premieres, the 2 premieres this weekend in Hawaii, but I wasn't sure if we could get him and Al to pop online. I wasn't sure, but just in case. But let me talk to you guys later about it. I'm going to run into my meeting. April, you're fun.
Okay.
I love you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Bye, Robert.
All right. All right. So, to make it easier for you guys, what we can try to do is walk you through, is be there at every show. No, at least for the first few shows.
I'm sure once I get used to it, you know, that'll be the first step is getting used to it and getting comfortable for the show. But again, my schedule with my dance classes is so sporadic.
Yeah.
And Daryl's karate, both of us working morning and night.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the weekends, typically, it's very difficult to predict. So my concern is, what I'm thinking is, a Friday morning would be the best, not a Friday night.
You can do that.
You know, that way if we have to go away somewhere, I do my show, we pack up and we leave.
Let's make it for a morning.
Yeah, especially with the holidays coming up. Things are going to get really crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how soon I will actually get started, you know, with everything that's entailed here. There's so much. My head is spinning. But this is, like, I'm so excited at the same time, you know.
Yeah,
It's going to be a fun thing. It's just a lot to think about and to learn for me.
Yeah.
For me, it's
It'll be fun.
It's very fun to even, you know, to see the capabilities already, looking and learning the board and everything you've taught me so far and all of us. It's eye-opening because this isn't my world. So it's really exciting for me.
Very cool. And, you know, to also make it easier as far as, you know, stuff like startup audio and editing audio and you know, junk like that, what I can do is I'll just go ahead, at least for the, you know, startup audio and stuff like that, I'll send you guys a link to this guy's website where he's got all sorts of music. I mean, he's got all sorts of music. And when you guys have some time, just kind of browse through. And if there's like a couple tunes or anything like that that really resonate with you guys, write down the name of it and send it to me like on Facebook Message or whatever. And I'll go ahead and find it and I'll go ahead and edit it. So So that way,
okay,
you know,
cool.
So I'll edit it and bring down the levels to where it should be, so it doesn't blow people's ears out, and cut it, fade it, and keep it at a level, you know, where you can talk over it and blah, blah, blah. I'll go ahead and do that. And then when it comes to, if you find other music that you want for breaks or whatever, then once you guys feel comfortable or find time for uploading your own audio, yeah, just go ahead and upload it. Or, you know, if you say, hey, I've got this cool song or tune that I just uploaded to my computer, how do I upload it? Just, you know, contact me and I'll talk you through it.
Okay,
but
cool.
But for all of your intro music, just, you know, find a tune. I'll send you the link sometime tonight. Browse through. There's a lot of music. There's a lot of great music.
For my recitals and all my shows, I don't do any of that stuff. I have someone that does it. They travel throughout the studio, so I'm only scheduled for them to help me during my recital time. So I don't know, I've never had to do any of it, and I don't have the time really to do it. So that's why you might think, she's a dance person. You think she has to edit all her music. But I don't, because it's a fucking wreck. So I've been very spoiled that way, where I've never had to really learn it all. But listen, my dear, I have to take the doggies in for their appointment.
Yeah, take the doggies in, and we will talk to you later. I'll send you the links, and I'll do editing whenever, and then we'll just talk more about when you guys want to start a show. So get the doggies there.
Great.
Talk to you
later. Well, nice to meet you all, and Bob and Rosita, thank you for all your time and your patience with us.
You are welcome.
Awesome.
Yay.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye. You too.
All right,
okay,
and I think we still have Harry on.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Harry.
Rosita. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Rosita, I have a question. I'm kind of with her. Was that April who just spoke?
Yeah, April's just now gone. Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of with her. I'm a little bit nervous, excited, but this is new to me. At 59, I'm a little bit, I'm a little intimidated by all the technology. That being said, intimidation doesn't really stop me. It just kind of makes me go, nope. So when do you need, I've already explained to my wife, and she's kind of on board, but when can we start? Is October 7th, October 14th? When is a good day for your time frame?
You can start any day you want. Now, were you thinking of an evening show, or are you thinking like afternoon or morning?
Evening. 7 o'clock your time. Yeah, 7 o'clock your time, 10 o'clock here.
Okay. 7 o'clock.
And I know it's Monday night. I know it's Monday night football. I understand all that.
I don't watch football. I don't even. I don't understand football. I don't understand it whatsoever. You can start anytime you want. I would just need to know at least like 2 weeks in advance, because I would like to make sure that my coaches at my studio, because I still teach martial arts, know, so that way they know they're going to be running class, because I do want to, you know, both me and Bob, or just Bob, or just me, or however we want to do it, we want to both try to be on board with you for your first show, number one, to make sure that we can, help you if there's like a lag.
Yeah,
we'll,
take over
you know,
the
sit there and, we'll take over
take
the board
the
if we need to,
yeah.
Or... if people call in, we'll go ahead and, go in and, like, find out who they are. You know, we can go ahead and, like, start your chat board and go, hey, welcome aboard, you know, just to get everything set. So all you would have to do is talk. And
I love that. Yeah. Now, how is there between now, can we set a date to save October 14th?
Sure. Let me double check here, because I might be out of town October 14th. Yes, I am out of 21st. Let me look at that real quick. Let's see. Where's my calendar? Oh, I'm like looking at September. That didn't work. The 21st.
Possibly not.
The 21st of October will work.
Will it? Okay.
Yeah. That's a Monday.
We'll set a begin date there. Between now and then, how do I get more familiar? Because I can't go in except 15 hours before before somebody's show or whatever, but to experiment. So I can't, how do I go in and just get familiar? Because sometimes familiarity is the key to anything.
Exactly.
So can you just go in
there? Well, since there's no one with a show right now except me and Bob and Rose, if you want to just go in and play around with everything, what I can do is I can set up a private show just for you. I just need a day that you want to go in. And and then I can set up a private show. It won't be aired. It won't go blah, blah, blah. It'll just be you, right?
Okay.
And you can just call in, the host call-in number, host pin, 15 minutes before that day, or on that day, 15 minutes before the time that you pick. And for 2 hours, I'm just going to set it up for 2 hours. You can end it at any time. But you can just go in there and dink around. And and play around. You can put up your mic and kind of practice what you would talk about, play around with some of the audio, you know, like, and, you know, that was funny, and, you know, and play around with timing, you know, sound bites or something, play around with chat. You'll be chatting with nobody, but that'll give you full 2 hour dinking around on the board just by yourself. So, you know,
It appears this, you've made it sound so easy that intimidates me even more. So how long did it take? You know, it's kind of like you get in the ring with a guy that can barely walk and chew gum, and all of a sudden he kicks the snot out of you. So
the best person to ask is, because it took me about 4 shows. Before I didn't feel like I was floundering. I was still nervous even though I was the co-host, even though I had nothing to do with the show until, you know, Grandmaster Del would say, well, Sifu Restita, what do you think? I'm talking? What? You're making me talk? Oh, shit. You know, no, don't make me talk. But as far as controlling the board, it took me personally about 4 shows to feel like I wasn't floundering and flailing. It took about maybe, I don't know, about 8 before I felt comfortable with talking, starting an intro, timing, you know, sound and stuff like that with what people were saying. It depends.
I'm less worried about the actual what to talk about, because if I say something stupid, I've done that before. That doesn't bother me. I'm more concerned about the technical part. I don't want to disconnect an audience. I don't, you know, those kind of things. I want to make sure that we're getting, you know, that we're actually on air. So
yeah.
You can do that. You know, that's more what I'm concerned with. And it doesn't seem that difficult.
As long as you don't press the big red button in the upper right-hand corner.
Right.
You know, that's why it's all red and big, right? We don't want to press that.
Right. So you will send us the information we need, the links for the music. What else were you going to send? Oh, you're going to send us the days of people and their times, because, I already have a call on Monday night. I'll just start telling people to listen in to your guy's show now.
Right.
I don't have a great following, don't get me wrong. And the last question I have of any value, you're in Seattle, correct?
Yes.
Is there a martial artist that they're still competing named Mad Dog Curran?
Yes. In fact, I saw a few of his students at a recent tournament this past Sunday. As far as I know, he's still alive, far as I know.
Okay.
But I haven't seen him in tournaments for going on. It's been a while, because I've just recently gotten my team back into tournaments. And we haven't been competing for like 10 years. And I haven't been to this particular tournament in about 20. But I do remember seeing Mad Dog, Sensei Steve. for, that's the last time I remember seeing him personally in person was like 1998 in person.
Wow. Because mine was back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I remember when I was competing in the 80s, him and Jerry Gould were like household words here in the Pacific Northwest. Was like you had to go to Jerry Gould's tournament. And if you went to Jerry Gould's tournament, you'd always see Steve Curran's people or the Emerald City Classic, and you'd see Steve Curran's people and stuff. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. Like their uniforms. And, you know, I mean, they were the first people, at least in the late 70s and 80s, that went beyond the, you know, the white gi thing and started wearing different colors and lightning bolts and stuff. And I thought that was the coolest thing since sliced bread. But, yeah, there were about – what's that?
He came to Oklahoma back in the 80s, and he just fascinated me. I mean, I was just – because we hadn't – even though, you know, back in those days that we were, I guess, the that was when full contact karate first started coming out.
Yeah.
And then this guy comes in. I think he's in Tacoma. Actually, flies in, and I'm going, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, it's Mad Dog.
Yeah,
it was
fun.
Yeah,
that was fun.
He was the guy to beat. And I just remember, like in the 70s, when I wasn't yet a black belt, when I was a colored belt, his name, Mad Dog Curran. Oh, my God, the janitor, who was it? Am I getting Melvin Cherry and the janitor mixed up, or are they the same guy? I forget. But
I don't know.
Steve Anderson, all those guys around.
Nasty
Anderson. Yeah, Nasty Anderson, the janitor, and all those guys that were, like, popular, at least, even if they didn't live out here in the Northwest, they were popular because they competed out here in the Northwest the old style tournaments, like Jerry Gould's tournament and Mike Shintaku's tournaments and stuff like that. Those were the guys that I thought were like, they were the gods to me.
Being
like 13 years old, purple belt. I'm like, wow, these guys are the gods. And then, you know, when I finally got my black belt, I was like, oh, my gosh, and seeing them in person, you know, and getting to meet them and stuff, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is great. And seeing their students and just, wow, it was just incredible stuff to see that kind of stuff being from a traditional art, to see, like, sport karate and to see the way they fought in comparison to the way how, you know, I learned to fight. And I actually did pick up a lot of stuff from his students. A lot of tricks and stuff, and I tried it out in the closed tournaments through my style and won a lot. And I was like, you know, I've got Steve Curran's people to thank for that. Getting into Kajikembo, it helped a lot too. But Steve Curran's people were the people that made me want to actually get into fighting, because I was just kata back then. I was like, oh, I'll just do kata. I don't want to get hit. I'll spar in my own dojo, but not competitively. I didn't want to, like, you know, get hurt or anything like that, but his people were the people that made me go, you know what, this can't be all that bad. and it wasn't. Yep.
No, I think the thing that I liked about it was the, you know, I you were too, if you're back in the 70s, you come up at a time you had open tournaments and closed tournaments, and I always enjoyed open tournaments more because I learned so much more. Now, in the beginning, I got beat more in open tournaments because they had more tricks.
Like, you know, Steve's people had, like, just, like, crazy, crazy tricks. Even just, like, how they would, like, set up their hands and stuff. Like, oh, I'm watching it. Boom. Oh, you got hit. You know, it was like John L. Sullivan, you know, fighting Muhammad Ali. It was that kind of thing when I first saw them fight. Old school boxing and Muhammad Ali. And I was just like, wow. And I tried it out and just going, okay, let's be a little more, think outside the traditional box a little bit, and started winning. And I'm like, whoa, God, that's weird. All right. You know, and that prompted me to,
That's kind of how I feel about your radio career, because I'm a little bit, intimidated, but it also thrills me because I think maybe we can reach a wider audience. Now, the last
yeah.
I'm sorry, that was the next last question. The last question I have, what's in it for you? Why are you doing this?
Me and Bob can join in on this, is, well, there's two reasons for me. Reason number one is I kind of miss the broadcasting type of
okay.
thing. I majored in radio and TV when I was in high school, and I thought that was going to be my career. When I got into college, I enrolled in a bunch of accounting and broadcasting type of thing. And then people, you know, people tried to like draft me into the army going, oh, you want to get into broadcasting? Well, we'll get you into broadcasting. But I really didn't think that broadcasting, the way I was thinking about it, would be the same as being on the front line with a box and a phone. You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't want to be
yeah.
that person. And,
right.
But unfortunately I was still kind of in the, how shall we say, the young person's state of mind, and I just ended up dropping out of college. But I still loved radio and TV. I did broadcasting for an in-house radio station at my high school. I even remember the name, KZAP. KZAP, KZAP.
Wow.
Mornings with Rusty on KZAP. That was my program every other day at the high school, right? Mornings with Rusty, and I'd have a two-hour show that played in all the classrooms and stuff like that. It was great fun, and I was in control of whatever I wanted to play. I was also in charge of making public service announcements and playlists for an actual commercial radio station here called KNHC that actually broadcasted through another high school here in Seattle. So we would make all the playlists and stuff like that for their nighttime broadcasts, because no one would actually be a DJ. So we were in charge of making sure that the that 8 hours in the evening was filled up with music and stuff like that. So, and I missed it. I missed being able to, you know, put together a show. So that's reason number one. Reason number two was that, and Bob puts it better, I wanted to give back. There's so many people that have influenced me in my martial art career. And like you said, a lot of people that have been really, really successful, but now they're working at McDonald's or they're just struggling
yeah.
to do online real estate notes, or they're struggling to just try and flip a house, you know, and they just, I just want to give back to not only the people that helped me, but to give back to the community and get back into the whole, you know, I remember like in the 70s where you could pretty much call another dojo and go, hey, you know, my name's like my teacher did it. My name's Pete Gurney and I teach Botokukan karate out of a community center. And I see that you do Shotokan and I want to expose my students to other styles and get to know everyone, because I don't want them to be in their own little bubble and be, you know, limited. Can we visit your dojo? And they'd go, sure, yeah. And then he would tell us and we would all put together some small gift, you know, or we'd all bring a small gift separately, present it to the sensei, work out with them and learn and take it back to our dojos, and then, you know, we'd bring them to our dojo or vice versa, and we would do that time and time again. And then there came this point where people were like, your stuff sucks and my style's better and don't go to that dojo because, you know, they're not kung fu. And it just got to that point where it got ridiculous, right? And
correct.
Bob thinks it's ridiculous too.
Of course.
So when we decided to put up this show, we wanted to bring everyone from any art to the show, to not limit it to just karate, just what we study or just what Bob studies. We wanted to bring everyone. We would even go so far as to bring people from differing arts to talk about stuff. Like one of our last subjects was traditional or MMA. And we
right.
brought traditional people on, and we brought MMA people on, and we talked it out. you know, like why, you know, why is MMA for you? Why is traditional for you? And then people would say, well, you know, if you're going to do martial arts, you better learn how to fight. But then other people would say, but what about the culture? What if you want to get into it for the culture? And we had a very mature discussion about to each their own and stuff, and to bring what could have been, you know, a dojo war, bringing them together in a public forum and going, hey, let's talk about it. And that's what we want to do. And that's what we want to give back to the community. And, you know, knock on wood, you know, until we can't do this anymore.
Well, I have a friend of mine, Jeff Mullins in Memphis. And Jeff, you know, a traditional martial artist in karate, he was one of the, I still think he's actively involved. I don't know, but I remember he got involved in MMA and in the very, very beginning. I mean, it was just, he loves MMA. And he, you know, once told me that it's just two different things. MMA is a way of fighting, and the martial arts is a way of living. And people who think one or is better than the other are missing the point of both. And
right,
that always stuck with me. And even though, you know, he has a traditional dojo in Memphis, he still, up until about 5 years ago, was still a judge in a lot of MMA fights. But nonetheless, So
yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, me personally, I don't know what Bob's thoughts about it, but me personally, I think that any art that does involve not only striking, but what to do if you're grabbed, what to do, you know, if someone has a weapon. I think every art in a way is kind of an MMA. I think the only thing that's different is the main focal point. Are you using it for a way of life? Are you using it to better yourself? Or does it have like a focal philosophy that it is based on? Or are you just, or are you doing it specifically to learn how to fight?
Correct.
And are you doing it for sport? I think any martial art can be considered a mixed martial art, but I think what is kind of destroying even just MMA as a category is that like more and more young people are thinking UFC. They think, oh, that's not UFC. They're thinking it's a style.
Right.
They think UFC is a style, which it's not. Or they think that you have to learn BJJ to do MMA. What? You know? And then, I come from a Kajukenbo background, which is everything mixed together anyway. And I'm like, no, we had a completely different style of jiu-jitsu, and it still works. It's still got the same techniques. But I think it's the young people that are aiding to the whole dojo war thing. And then there's YouTube. You get, like, young people going, yeah, my MMA will beat your karate shit anytime. And so you've got those kind of wars going on, and it's the young people that just don't get it yet, you know. They'll figure it out.
I would agree. They'll figure it out.
Does this cost me $40 a month just to keep our show on a premium level, meaning that we can have 2-hour shows, 50 people on a line at any time, and stuff like that. And I'm just taking care of it. But
you're not charging us for any of that $40.
I'm not gonna, but I will take donations.
Okay,
that's how I roll.
When you send the email, please send the mailing address. I mean, if you would have through this whole thing, you spent hours with us today to teach us something, how to help one another. And I think, you probably wouldn't be surprised, but every day I get somebody calling me or texting me or emailing me, wanting me to be a part of this or part of that. And there's always a catch somewhere.
And
here you're asking me, or I'm asking you, or whatever, we're reaching some kind of agreement where I'm going to be part of something, and all you're asking from me is for me to be me. That impresses me. So send me an email or a mailing address where I can help at least contribute.
Oh, why, thank you. Yeah, this is just something, you know, that me and Bob initially started for fun. My fun, because I like the whole broadcasting thing.
As long as fun.
you know, my fun, and it allows us to get in touch with everybody out there, from, like I said earlier, from the backyard dojos to the celebrities. And, you know, and the more that we talk to people like Richard Norton, Malia Bernal, you know, all of these other, you know, people that most people would consider quote-unquote celebrities in the martial arts, the yeah. more down-to-earth we find all of these people. And it just so happened that they happen to be well-known. But they're just the same as you and me. And that's what we want to bring out to the listeners. We, you know, I mean, yes, people can be like starstruck. Oh, my God, you talked to Richard Norton. But, you know, Richard Norton is as down-to-earth as the next guy. And that's what Richard wanted. He's like, you know, and Guru Mark Wiley, a well-published author in the martial arts, a well-traveled Filipino martial artist. He's like, don't call me Guru. I don't want to talk about myself. Let's talk about interesting stuff, like what's it like to be in the Philippines. Let's talk about the other masters that count, the old timers that are gone. Let's talk about them. Let's not talk about me. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. And that's what, you know, in a way, that's what kind of pays me and Bob, is to be able to talk to these people and learn, you know, what their take, what they've learned, and, you know, to have them come on as people, not as, you know, a celebrity. Because, you know, I mean, we still have to kind of like choose, you know, do we want this person or that person? Because, I don't know, they might sound like they might be a little full of themselves or whatever, right? Or they might just be too busy. But we try anyway. I mean, Bob, didn't you try William Shatner?
Yep.
We tried William Shatner, but... William Shatner, exactly. We tried to get a hold of William Shatner, but his PR person was really hip on, you know, we need to know your listener base, we need to know blah, blah, blah. Because, of course, his PR person wanted to make sure that this was going to get as much, you know, airtime as possible. And so we finally said, you know what, we're just a small on-air, you know, station. Yeah, okay, never mind. You know what I mean?
Never mind. It was a shot.
It was a shot. But, like, you know, people, like, you know, when Bob told me that Richard Norton had agreed to be on the show, I was like, are you kidding? Because I thought that he was just going to be busy as all get out. I mean, I know his shooting schedule is tough. And he said, whoa, yeah, I'll do it. You know, William Christopher Ford, another actor, I thought he was never going to be able to do it. And he's like, oh, I'll do it. I'm a little nervous, but I'll do it. I'm like, wow, William Christopher Ford's going to be nervous to be on this dinky show. You know what I mean? I mean, dinky in relation to, you know, commercial like NPR or something like that, right? But that's what William Shatner's PR person was looking for. He wanted to look for something that was NPR or, you know, national, you know, coverage. And I kind of went, well, we are national. We're actually worldwide, but we're not like commercial radio. And I don't think he wanted anything to do with it.
The audience, from what I've listened to you in the context of your verbiage, what I'm getting is somebody who just wants to get back. And if your show, just any of your shows, reaches one person, then your mission's accomplished. So, I mean, one person, and what person can do is invaluable. So whether you have an audience of 10,000 or one, really doesn't make a whole lot of difference to me, because it's that student, that person who could invent a new vaccine. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, I don't even know what our numbers are. When was the last time we looked at numbers?
38,000.
So 38,000. So 38,000 is a listener base so far. And some shows get, you know, some episodes get more listens than others. So far here, as of this month, we've had 1,387 show listens out of any of the shows. And so far, I mean, there's only one show so far, and that's ours.
Yeah,
and so 1,000 listens, you know, for a month, I figure that's great. You know, if it builds, then awesome. You know, and it'll be the same with your guys' shows. Like in July, we managed to pull like almost 4,000 listens. I don't know who we had in July. Who did we have in July?
Oh, God, I don't remember.
July had like 4,000, like 3,976 listens that month only, and that was just on like our show. And I was like, whoa, what
and
happened?
And look how many lives you touched, and that's
exactly.
The name of the game.
Yeah, and that's it, you know. And I don't even look at the numbers anymore because, you know, honestly, I don't really care. You know, I know people are listening, I just don't know who. But I'm just
right.
Now looking at the stats right now, and I'm like, whoa, really? 1,000 in September only? Wow, okay, that's cool.
Right.
You know, so you know that's cool. That's great. You know. More and more people on Facebook are, you know, following the network. You know, they all get really excited when new shows come on. Like the Reiki show with Rose, you know, several of my martial art friends that do Reiki, they're like, really? Really? And they're passing it on. So poor Rose, she might end up with like 20 callers her first day.
Wow.
I hope not, but
I hope I get 20 listeners. I mean, if we get 20 listeners, I'll be happy, much less 20 callers. Gee, many great.
Yeah, you know, and that's the neat thing is kind of like, you know, you could have one listener, you could have 10, but definitely on your archives, there's always going to be someone that's uploading the show.
Oh, really?
Somewhere.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, especially like if you network it and market it and let, you know, friends and other friends know of your upcoming show, there's always going to be someone that goes, wow, hey, Harry's going to do a show? Well, I don't get to listen to it live, but, huh, maybe I'll see if I can download it, because you can download everything.
It is an honor to be able to do something like this, because I promise you, for a guy who doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, to find out you need triple bypass, who's worked out all his life, you know, it's definitely an eye-opening experience. And then to have the ability to hopefully give back is a tremendous
mm-hmm.
opportunity for me. And to use it through your network, I greatly appreciate it. So let me – is there anything else I need to know?
Nope, that's it. We'll get with you on the Facebook email and stuff like that about, you know, when you'd like to, when we're all like available to do a, like, or at least just me and Bob or just me, to do a test show with you, where you're doing the actual dress rehearsal, but definitely, do let me know what day you want to do just a private show on your own so you can log into the board and call in and just play on your own.
Okay.
We can do it as we can't do it tomorrow, but we can do, you know, we can set you up something where you can come in anytime Friday if you want. You know, just give me a time
Friday
that you're looking at.
Today.
Yeah,
well,
so just.
I'll let you know. One of the other things, I do it with my wife, Robin, and there's a couple reasons we do that. Because I have heart issues, you don't always know a day or two in advance if you're not going to feel
exactly.
Well.
Exactly.
So her being with me on the calls, if I just I won't say drop out, but if I just don't feel well and she takes, you know, she can take over. So I need to make sure she's available as well.
Okay.
Because if something does,
you know.
If you know, yeah, 15 minutes beforehand, I just say, you know, I'm gonna need her to lay down. She can usually take over, so I need to have her practice with me. So this
okay,
good.
Sounds good. Sounds great. So yeah, just
Bob,
let me know,
I appreciate
and I'll
your
set
time.
Up everything.
No problem, anytime.
Rosetta,
thanks,
thank you
Bob.
So much.
You're welcome, Harry. We'll get a hold of I'll send all that stuff to you and Jules and April sometime tonight.
Please do. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay. Have a great rest
thank
of the day.
You.
We'll talk to you later.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, I got to go. So, bye, everybody.